What's up, everyone? Welcome into another edition. This is the Three Wide Pod with EG3, Eddie Greer III. Here with you on a Tuesday evening here in April 11th. As I'm recording this podcast, 2023. And, of course, yes, this is the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Usually talk all things NASCAR from the Craftsman Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Cup Series. But I am going to switch things up a little bit here, starting right now. Of course, I've been doing my running recaps on my other podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. So you're wanting to know what's going on with Kansas State sports right here in Manhattan, Kansas, make sure you subscribe to that channel, wherever you get your podcast there. But I'm going to be doing a little bit of rebranding of my first, my baby, right here, is this podcast. This is what started it all. So this was originally the EG3 show, now the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. It's been like that for, 7 years now? Already in its 8th year. You're still gonna get your NASCAR content, but those new listeners, especially those who've been listening to NASCAR, I am going to be kind of putting in a variety of sports here on this podcast here. Obviously, you're still going to get your NASCAR content. I already have a recent recap of Bristol Dirt, which came out yesterday as I'm sitting recording this podcast. Of course, big news coming out of Rick River Racing, and find that on that podcast there. With the NBA playoffs starting, at the NHL going on, things like that. Golf just wrapped up the Masters, things like that. So kind of dipping back in the toes a little bit of nationally what's going on. And some of the new listeners that I'm going to get, they're going to get the running recaps on this podcast, the running adventures of EG3. That's right. So we recently, last fall, I did the Road to Dallas series documentary, my training runs all the way through, well, my training weeks, I should say, all the way through the Dallas Marathon, which I did. So if you're wanting to get the scoop on all that, you can catch that on the Purple Project Podcast on that feed. You're not going to get it on this feed because I did everything, all my running episodes on that podcast. So make sure you check that out. But for the remainder of the training cycle here of Grandma's, I'll be doing it on the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. So yeah, mixing up things a little bit. So kind of spicing some things up on this podcast a little bit. So I know our NASCAR listeners are true X fans, and really, honestly, some have become some of my closer friends. Anyways, they understand. I haven't posted anything running related on that channel, so you're gonna get a lot of that here. And I'm pretty sure I'm gonna get new followers by virtue of doing this, because I'm in the middle of training for Grandma's Marathon, which, by the way, is huge. I know we got Boston coming up next Monday, so I'm gonna be doing possibly a little bit of that. I know a couple of my friends, they're gonna be getting their making final preparations now for that, so I'm excited for them. I'm excited to track their progress next Monday there. Sorry to Boston. I'm really excited for the opportunity to get to Grandma's in Duluth, Minnesota in early June. This has turned out to be was originally going to be one man band. Now it's going to be me and several of my other friends that I've gotten to know and still getting to know from the Kansas City Running Group. Shout out the KC Running Company for that. I'm getting excited by the day. I just can't tell you how excited I am to get up there. Obviously, there's still work to be done and everything else like that. But, yeah, it's a big deal in the Midwest. And so it's like almost Boston B race, if you will. Boston was always secondary. I was never really, into that, into getting up there and running it. But how close I am, time wise and all that, knocking on the door, obviously, of my lifetime goal of sub-3 and all that. So this has turned out to be what could be definitely an epic weekend up there in Duluth, Minnesota. I can't wait for that. But unfinished business. Still got another half a train block left there. And it kind of all started with a huge PR for me at Rock the Parkway last weekend. Man, I was not, to be honest with y'all, I was not expecting to get it because look, I've been really consistent. I'm a consistent 123 to 125 half marathoner, half marathoner. But I went in that race though. I had a different mentality up in Kansas City. For those that don't know where that is, that's in the outskirts of Kansas City, Missouri. In the next area, obviously Kansas City is a big city, obviously between two states of Kansas and Missouri, right? All right, so I have my mentality straight right from the get go. Look, I am gonna just try to go out aggressively and try to stick to someone that's a little bit faster than me. I can possibly run and put down a fast time. Obviously, the course, look, and I had a conversation with my brother and a couple other people about it, too. I was like, "Is you still getting your Kansas City Hills three? I can probably remember, I know 11 for sure with the, I know there's a few rollers in there as well. I'll probably say half flat, half hilly. In my opinion, look, these courses, and again, I had this conversation. These courses oversell the flatness of the courses, and you just can't dive into all of that, right? So I'm like, all right, let's just go in here, see what we can do. And man, I just get out aggressively, and then from there, just try to hang on. And luckily, I knew it was going to happen. One of my other friends, running friends, that is the head coach of the, not only the Junction City High School cross country team, but also is currently in season with the women's, boys and girls track and field team, Junction City. She was there. Shout out Mandy. So I was just trying to keep her arm's length, if you will, and so that was the plan. Even if she was not at that race, my plan was to try to stick with somebody that's a little tad faster than you, see what happens, and put my fitness to the test. And my goodness, I felt pretty good in the first half of the race there. Made my move. I was up front with the front runners. The winning time was one. I was expecting 105, 106, but looking at the winning results there, only 110. That's crazy. I was 10 minutes away from the top spot. I'm like, wow. I wouldn't say surprised myself, but I was a little shocked to put down that type of time. And this was really, because prior to me jumping in all these half marathons, this was somewhat of a goal race for me here. A goal half, see if I can get a 121, 20, 123, somewhere in there. Try to do better than I did in the previous half back in the fall when I did the Prairie Half, Fire Half Marathon in Wichita, Kansas. I wanted to be a little better, and I checked all the boxes for this one. And even with a finish off with a little bit of a yell when I crossed the line there, I knew, because Mandy was trying to go for, we were talking afterwards, she was going for 119, and she said she bonked out a couple of times there. I could see her walking in the second half of that race there. Even I was almost hit the wall a little bit there, but she stopped at 2 points of the second half of that race. I know she stopped before, a tad after mile 10. I know she stopped prior to that as well, a mile before that as well. I can't remember exactly what mile it was there, but I just knew, just stay in touch. Don't let her get away, because I know she PR'd last year and a half, about 119 somewhere. She finally broke 120 last I think it was at the Good Life Halfsea last year. I never heard of that race till last year, but she broke 180 seconds there. So I knew I'd keep touch with her. This time it's going to be good. This time it's going to be good, despite all the rolling hills. And I mean, there's some good parts of the course, but still, you have to keep in mind Kansas City. This, you're still going to run into those hills, so I got to keep that in mind. But yeah, I knew that firing off good, I better hang off for dear life, because it could come back to bite me in the butt in the second half of that race. And luckily, I knew at some point I was going to have to hang on. I think it was around mile 9, actually, the same mile as Mandy kind of started to come back to me a little bit, that I was like, okay, just hang in there. Don't let her get away. Just stay with it. And luckily enough, I was able to hang on right there. I was able to see my mom, actually, on the other side of the course. I can hear her voice. And I acknowledge that as I continue my pursuit to get back to the finish line there. It was in the second half of the race there. She was moving and grooving there as well. Shout out to my parents. They were able to send me off before they were getting after it on the backside of the course there. So, yeah, I mean, I had a little bit of motivation. Well, it's safe to say I had more motivation this weekend than usual. I mean, hey, not that I'm lacking motivation. I already had motivation, but I had a little extra over the weekend. And to see the results there and see what I just put down, it has been a minute since I did anything like that. The average pace, my pace anyway, was a tad over 6 minutes per mile. 6:11 was the pace there. I knew I was up with the front runners. I'd be running people down and passing them at the first half of the race. I'm like, oh man, this feels really good. I'm probably going to pay for it in the back end. Luckily, I mean, I got passed. Don't get me wrong, I did get passed by 4 other runners in the second half of the race. But I was doing more of the passing in the first half, making up the distance between a few of the runners there. I know I got passed once in the first half of the race there. But then the second half, whew, I mean, you still got your slow incline, especially, I can't remember the mile markers exactly. I know there's a couple of those, a little bit of steep uphills, not as bad as Liberty. That was a challenge itself there. By the way, Liberty Half Marathon, I ran a 1:29. And last week, I put it down. 1:21:02. Damn. I am still in shock at myself for putting that down. If I'm locked in like that, now obviously half the marathon is a whole total different beast, and you have to attack it differently. But if I'm locked in like that, there's no telling what I could do. And I know one of my best friends keeps telling me, once you break sub 3, I got a feeling it's going to be big. That's from my best friend's word. One of my best friend's words. Not me. Not me. One of my friends keeps encouraging me, saying, look, if you break that sub 3, it's going to be big. So, and I'm starting to believe this year is going to be the year I finally get over that hump. Finally get over that big hurdle for the last couple years, 2 years in a row that I've been knocking on the door. But, to go over there, put it down at the time I did, to be right up there in the mix. I saw the front runners for a little bit, for the first, 3-4 miles there, and trying to run down. I surprised a couple of runners there as well. So, it felt good. It felt really good to get out there and to put my fitness to the test a little bit, see where you're at a little bit. And this was the halfway point of my training cycle for grandma's. So I'm really, really excited and encouraged by what I put down. And obviously, this was supposed to be my only half. And I've since then, before this, I've done 2 more. I've done 3. I have 1 more, which will be my last one. My last half, which will be next week at Olathe, Kansas, for the Garmin Oz marathon and half marathon 10K that it is there. So Wow. So we'll see what happens there. I haven't run that one yet either, so I'm excited to get out there and see. I mean, this particular race, the Rock to Parkway, brings out the fast runners. And I believe this was event attended, runners-wise, excuse me, over 2,500 runners were at this race. I know from what my brother Alex was telling me, the 5K was packed as well. So from what he was telling me about, I know that the 5K time was almost 17 flat. That looked at the results there as well. Yeah, I was really surprised. 10 minutes away from the winning finishing time. That is crazy to me there as well. So I'm also knocking on the door getting sub 80. And we'll see what happens at Garmin. I don't know. You know, you never know with these things. You just got to go and prepare and do the best you can. I mean, I came across a post more recently about you can't worry too much about what you're going to do. You got to put the work in, and then when the race time comes, whether it's half marathon, a 10K or 5K or your biggest race, Boston, whatever that is, you got to put your best fit for that day and see what you come out with on the other side. And the other side for me was PRing in the half marathon. So check that box off the list. That was unexpected. I did not expect to drop that time that I did. That's crazy to me. I'm just in awe. But, you know, finally, the weather's getting warmer. Able to put in the work in. And, you know, we'll just see, you know, what happens moving forward with the rest of the training cycle. No, got one more race, half marathon. That's it. Until Grandma's, I got the 5K here in Manhattan, the popular Bill Snyder 5K and half marathon. I'm sad I can't do the half marathon this year because that was my first ever half marathon, the Bill Snyder half marathon. So instead, I gotta do the 5K, and then of course that week, that same weekend, that is my last long, my last 20 miler? Yeah, 20 miler before I taper. So that's another reason why my coach said you can't do that one. So even though I'm tempted to do it anyway, but to be on the safe side, so it won't bite me in the butt if I do it anyways. Stay safe. Let's focus on trying to knock down the 5K at Bill Snyder Family Stadium on the weekend of May 27th. So I got that going for me there as well. You're sitting in a 3-wide pod with EG3 rebranding this pod a little bit, starting right now. Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3 for this podcast. Again, for your NASCAR listeners, you're still going to get your NASCAR updates, things like that. But we're going to be spicing things up a little bit on this podcast beginning right now. So you're going to possibly get a little bit of a Boston, maybe a Boston preview here and there. We'll see how my work schedule and family schedule goes with that. But that's all I got for now. But yeah, just want to come on here tonight and to kind of recap my latest half marathon, the Rock the Parkway half marathon, where your boy EG3PR put it down with a 121.02. Which actually, I've gone over almost 20 minutes and not even say where I finished that. 121.02 resulted in a 22nd overall finish for me and podium in the age group, third. I will take that anytime. I believe my age group is the toughest, no matter what it is. Whether I'm going up against my age group nemesis, an elite runner himself, or competing within the KC community or Manhattan community, between Manhattan and Topeka, I got it. if Joe Moore is not in the race, then that's mine to take. But if he's in it, I have to deal with him. So there's that. With the KC running around pretty much the KC area the last couple of months, you got to deal with other runners that are pretty good as well. So I'm very encouraged with the time put down. We'll see what happens with the Olathe half here next week and how I do there. And we'll see. There's a chance. There's a good possibility if everything it unfolds the right way that I could place high overall. So definitely a lot of excitement in the EG3 camp for sure. As I begin or in the in transit of the second half of my marathon training. Look, I wasn't even supposed to do a marathon this year. I was supposed to take a break from running the marathon. Instead, I am getting ready for the iconic Midwest race, Boston B race, which is Grandma's Marathon, which is a Boston qualifier, so it will be huge on all fronts if I achieve this goal, lifetime goal that I've set here, which was a while ago. So definitely anxious to get up there with the day starting to click down, especially in Boston, comes to a close on Patriots Day here, coming up on here on this upcoming Monday, folks. When that is in the books there, then I think I don't think this race gets talked enough. Grandma's. I mean, I didn't really hear about it until a couple years ago when I think Joe Moore ran it up there with a couple of other elites up there, and then of course one of my training buddies, Tom, ran it last year, which was actually by the way his first marathon. Got a Boston qualifier out of it, and he's getting ready to run Boston. He and my other running buddy, who just relocated because he's in the military, Dan, a.k.a. Brendan, he ran it with him last year. He also PR, but didn't get a Boston qualifier, but he did PR himself at that same race. So hopefully I can follow that same trend and keep that trend going for Manhattan Running Company and get myself in there and, most of all, get that goal, because that goal is your... I can see it. I can definitely see it in front of me. I just got to continue to, again, put in the work and just go out there and try to get it done. But we're still less than two months. Yeah, almost a shade over 2 months now from that. But yeah, looking forward to my next race. It's going to be the Garmin Oz Half Marathon next weekend. You'll get a recap of that. Possibly get two race recaps there. I know Boston, probably going to get something from that. My race at Olathe next weekend. We're going to still have guests on the show via NASCAR. Got that going to go happen. Got three already in the books coming up. And you're going to love one of those guests. So definitely, if you're new to the podcast, the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, which was NASCAR podcast, now the 3Wide podcast, EG3, I should take NASCAR out of the equation there as well. You might as well hop on board, subscribe, do all the things you do, and subscribe to this podcast. But yeah, I just wanted to come on here for a little bit, talk, recap of the Rock the Parkway Half Marathon, where EG3's, yours truly, PR, a new PR half marathon. And, well, who knows? Could I PR again at the Garmin half? I have no idea. I never ran that race before. So, a lot to look forward to within the next, really, 2 months coming up on this podcast now. I'm kind of rebranding some things. I'm kind of changing some things up within the podcast content itself. So, you're not all just going to get all NASCAR talk. You're going to get some of it. Not all of it. You're going to get NBA playoff talk, my running events, Boston, all that good stuff there. And, yeah, looking forward to it definitely as well. So this podcast was originally, when I started this thing, was the EG3 show. So it's going to be kind of going back to that a little bit, towards that. So definitely excited for this podcast to continue to grow as well as we move in here into the month of April and beyond. So there's that. So again, a 3Wide podcast with EG3. Once again, you can find it wherever you get your podcast. This is your first time listening to this podcast, whether you're a NASCAR fan or not, welcome on board. Second thing you gotta do, love what you're hearing, make sure you subscribe. If you're a NASCAR fan, I'm gonna still bring some NASCAR content. We got Kansas Speedway coming in less than a month. So I'll be up there, back up there in Kansas City for both of those races, and you get your recap of that. So excited for that. So like I said, this next 2 months, all the way through the middle of June, they're exciting in this camp. So definitely looking towards that as well. So you're going to get that along with NBA playoffs and other things like that. So very excited about where this podcast is going now. I'm going to try to spice some things up a little bit from here on here for the rest of 2023 as well. But that's going to do it for right now on the 3Y Pod with EG3, the Rock the Parkway Recap Edition. Eddie Greer III, once again, appreciate you guys for checking us out here tonight. This will go out tomorrow, I believe. Yeah, tomorrow night somewhere. So I'll definitely make a story of it to let y'all know. I'll put something that alerts everyone that is this is going to be a running episode. So I know my running friends will check this out. Oh, possibly some new listeners as well. But for right now, it's going to do it. The checkered flag has to wait for another edition of the 3Y Podcast with EG3 here in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, a.k.a. EG, appreciate you. We'll talk to you guys on the next edition of the 3Y Podcast with EG3.